Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 11th. The Conservative candidate and incumbent MP in Huron Bruce says cost of living continues to be the top issue for people in the riding. Lobb is in his sixth election campaign and has served as MP for Huron Bruce since 2008.
The government has to do everything it can to ensure an economic climate where inflation doesn't run out of control, where we can keep costs down and make it affordable for families to live and grow and raise a family.
Ben Lobb is one of six candidates running in Huron Bruce in this election. James Rice is the Liberal candidate. Melanie Burritt is running for the NDP, and Gregory J. McLean is running for the Green Party. There are also two independents on the ballot, Justin Smith and Caesar Salad Pella. The Community Foundation Grey Bruce has extended its deadline for charities and nonprofit organizations to apply for grant funding. The new deadline is April 22nd. Each application is eligible for a grant of up to $5,000. Last year, Community Foundation Grey Bruce granted regional charities and nonprofit groups more than $860,000. Those funds went towards community projects, including helping children access local sports programs, arts and local festivals, and community health and food security programs. Local groups are invited to apply. General Motors announced today an immediate shutdown of its assembly plant in Ingersoll, with hundreds of layoffs expected. According to Unifor, GM says it will initiate temporary layoffs of over 500 employees. The release from GM says it's not related to U.S. tariffs, but rather market demand and high inventory for the BrightDrop vehicle. Unifor followed up saying the layoffs will start April 14th, with workers returning in May for limited production. On the federal election campaign trail, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh talked about keeping Canada, Canada, by protecting public health care, supporting universal pharmacare, and stopping privatization. He talked about national rent control, a cap on grocery prices, and fixes to EI, as well as standing firm on trade and ending so-called handouts for the ultra-wealthy. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre campaigned on a conservative economic action plan to cut income tax by 15%, axe the sales and building taxes on new homes, zero capital gains tax when you reinvest in Canada, training 350,000 trade workers, and breaking dependence on the U.S. with an energy corridor. Liberal leader Mark Carney paused campaigning today for a cabinet committee on Canada-U.S. relations as part of Canada's ongoing response to President Trump's tariffs. Carney says his government is focused on supporting Canadians during the crisis, and that is how to keep Canada strong. In sports, the Montreal Canadiens can officially punch their ticket to the NHL playoffs with a regulation win over the Ottawa Senators tonight. That's underway at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs face the Habs tomorrow. The Leafs are currently 3 points up on the Tampa Bay Lightning for the Atlantic Division lead. Canada blanked Switzerland 4-0 at the World Women's Hockey Championship this morning. The first three rounds of the OHL priority selection go tonight. The Owen Sound Attack hold the fifth overall pick, which will be the first of four they make this evening. There's a draft party at the Bayshore Community Center starting at 7 tonight. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, it's Game 5 in the North Conference Final between the Hanover Barons and Orillia Terriers. That's an 8 o'clock start at the P&H Center. Hanover can close out the series with a win. And in Major League Ball, the Blue Jays open a three-game series in Baltimore tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, a light breeze minus 2, the wind chill minus 4 overnight. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, a high around 9 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and a high of 13. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.